And we got on in Georgia and got mixed up. Couldn't find our way out. Mm-hmm. And I reckon we rode around in Georgia for 2 or 3 hours till we hit the right, got on the right highway.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what town it was, but anyhow, we got turned around there and I don't know, I think we drove down here in about 7 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Same distance, 450 miles. But you didn't look like you're sitting in the car. You didn't look like you'd make it over 30 or 40. Great big automobile,
yeah.
You know. And the older girls, from I'd say from 18, there's three or four girls.
Mm-hmm.
Him and his wife and myself on the front seat. And they just, when they got ready to go, they just stretched the back seat out. And then one of them lit out on that one street.
Tell you something was real common, and you didn't have to look for it in a special place. You say, oh, you can find that just about
anywhere.
And if someone slipped and fell this way, you'd say he fell over.
Backwards.
And this way?
Forwards.
And say if you take wheat, you say wheat is tied up into a...
hand.
What's a hand?
Well, you cut your wheat right close to the ground on what's called a scythe.
Uh-huh.
And then we get about what we can hold that away, we pick it up and I'll throw it across our arm and then take a couple of strands of that wheat and tie it.
Mm-hmm.
And then put up over a pole that we have to use. Mm-hmm. Wheat and rice is done the same way. I've grown many of our supply of rice for 12 months.
Gosh.
In a little place, not over half an acre.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Leave it there to dry. Now you have to watch out for blackbirds. They
mm-hmm.
just eat it up. Somebody has to sit out there a shotgun over it.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it from eating it up. When it got dry, then we take it
mm-hmm.
and put it in a barn with a good floor on it.
Mm-hmm.
Take a bough and put it in and laid it down.
Mm-hmm.
And then we take out them hands and whip it out. Whip the grain out of it with, we'll cross that bough.
Mm-hmm.
And then we rake it up and we dust. We got the rice all raked up and everything, and beat out of the offer stock and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'd take it and bag it up when it got thoroughly dry so it wouldn't spoil.
Mm-hmm.
And then every week in, we'd go out there with what we call a mortar and a pestle.
Mm-hmm.
You know what they are?
Something new.
Yeah, and the mortar is made in a cone shape out of a big log, sometimes
uh-huh.
that big around. And you get out there with that mortar, and that mortar puts so much rice in there, enough to do you a week.
Mm-hmm.
And we get in there and we beat the husk off of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then after we got the husk off of it, then we'd take it out in a little breeze like we got this morning.
Mm-hmm.
We'd take it in a dish pan, something like that, and a tub or something
mm-hmm.
on the ground, and we'd hold it up this way and just pour it out there slowly
mm-hmm.
inside of it, and the wind would take all the husk and stuff out of it.
Hmm.
I'll tell you right now, I've been here when it was a hard time.
What, the hand of wheat is sweet with the about the size so you could wrap.
Yeah, just about what you could hold in both hands.
Uh-huh.
Then you take it and throw it across your arm,
mm-hmm.
pick out two or three strands of the wheat and wrap around it good and tight,
mm-hmm.
and then twist them and then shove it back under the band that we made out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Shove it back under there and then hang it up on the pole and let it dry.
What about fodder? Fodder's tied up into a
bars.
Uh-huh.